بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى صحبه أجمعين أما بعد Brothers and sisters, in the next few moments, I'm going to talk to us, especially the men. Brothers, I have a challenge for you and me. If Allah says in Quran, كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس, you are the best of people evolved from mankind. I have a challenge for you. What we saw in the death and the murder of our son, Shu'aib, on Tuesday, was a case of excessiveness on the part of the police. Police brutality. Excessiveness. If a person is doing something wrong, then the police have the responsibility to stop them. But they don't have the right, because they carry a gun, they don't have the right to use it in an unjust manner. When you have a gun, that represents power. But you cannot have a gun unless you have the responsibility of the gun. And realize that all life is sacred. As Muslims, we believe all life is sacred. I can't kill you because you're white. I can't murder you because you're a Jew. I can't kill you because you're an Arab or you're black or you're poor or you're rich. You don't have the right. And Allah orders in the Quran to kill no one that Allah has not ordered to be killed. I have a challenge for the men. Our brother, we believe, was murdered. We have our meeting tonight. Our lawyers will be here. And they will give all the details. Allah said in Quran, كُنْتُمْ خَارَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلَّهِ. I want you to imagine if the Grand Rebbe, the Rabbi, if his son was murdered by the police, what would the Jews in New York City do? They would have gotten by now an apology of the mayor of New York City. Why? Because the Jews represent power in New York City. They go to a precinct, they're pared down, and nobody will do anything about it because they represent power in this city. If the police think because Giuliani is in and the police can do what they want to do with anybody, if they're black and Hispanic, and we allow them to get away with it, then they'll never stop. We're saying, stop them now. We don't accept it. We don't accept murder. A young boy with his hand up, and you execute him, because life is cheap. Black life is cheap. And you got to understand that in this city. Full of racism, full of hatred. I found some words of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I'm going to leave for you to think about. I got a challenge for the men. He said something 1400 years ago that I can't say, nor can you. He said, إِنَّ أَتْقَاكُمْ وَأَعْلَمَكُمْ بِاللَّهِ أَنَا. He said, I, Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fear Allah more than any of you. And I know Allah more than any of you. Who could say that? That's a leader. What leader among us can say, I fear Allah more than any of you, and I know about Allah more than any of you? That's a leader. We can't say that. I can't say it. And you know what? The Prophet wasn't bragging. He was speaking a fact. And I'm going to show you how. One night, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam got out of his bed. Yes, he slept. He's a messenger, but he's a human being. He slept. But he got out of his bed early in the morning before Fajr. And he started to pray. Extra prayer. Salatul Isha? No. Salatul Fajr? No. Somewhere in between Salatul Layl. And his wife, Aisha radiallahu anha, she witnessed it. Brother, his wife witnessed him getting out the bed, praying extra prayer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she said, he prayed so long that his feet began to crack. And when he finished, she, Aisha radiallahu anha, said, Ya Rasulullah, lima tasna'u hadha? لِمَا تَسْنَعُ هَذَا يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ Why do you do this? Why? When Allah has already forgiven you from your sins of the past and of the future. Why? لِمَا تَسْنَعُ هَذَا Why do you do that, يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ Why? And he said, and I quote, أَفَلَا أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَكُونَ Abdin Shakura. Should I not be a thankful servant? Here he is. Inna atqakum wa alamakum bilahana. I see Allah and I know Allah more than you. Yet he doesn't stop there. He goes beyond because he's a leader and he's worthy of leadership. And he can say, I know Allah more than you. How many of us can say that even in our own home? I know Allah more than my wife, more than my children. How many of us can say, I fear Allah more than my own children? How many of us? But I'm not going to stop there. I wanted to know, how long did he stay in his prayer? The feet began to crack. I didn't understand, but how long must that be? Until I read Ibn Mas'ud said one night the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was standing in prayer and he decided to join him. And so now here's an extra prayer. This is not Fajr prayer. This is not Isha. It's extra prayer. And so he decided to join him. And he said the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed so much he started to get out of the salat. He stopped following him. I can't do it. Why can't you do it? Inna atqakum wa alamakum billah ana. I know Allah, I fear Allah, I know Allah more than any of you. But I'm not going to stop there. And when I read Hudhayfa ibn Yaman, now I understand. I understand now. He decided to follow the Prophet one night in prayer. Extra prayer. And so the Prophet Muhammad saw something, stood up. And Hudhayfa stood up to pray behind him. And the Prophet Muhammad began, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ Surah Al-Fatiha. Then, أَلِفْ لَمِيمْ ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ He began to recite Surah Al-Baqarah, the second chapter of the Quran. And as he recited, Hudhayfa said, I thought that he would go and read 100 verses and then he would stop. So he's following him. So the Prophet read 100 verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, but he kept on reading and kept on reading, kept on reciting until the Prophet recited the whole of Surah Al-Baqarah. But the Prophet didn't stop there. He started, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Then he recited Surah An-Nisa. And he recited the whole chapter, man.
يوم وفير يوم بسم الله الرحمن الحمد لله الرحمن هاي مارك يوم تسيقنا بني احنا سون.
And Hudhayfa said that when he recited slowly. And everywhere there was a prostration, he prostrated. Everywhere it said to say subhanAllah, the Prophet said subhanAllah. Everywhere where it said I seek refuge from shaitan, the Prophet recited that in the Salah. But he didn't stop there, and he said, then he recited Ali Imran, the third chapter of Quran. So Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah Al-Nisa, Surah Ali Imran.
And then Allahu Akbar, finally, he went to Ruku, he bowed down.
Subhan Rabbil Azim, Subhan Rabbil Azim. How long did he stay there?
Hudhayfa said he stayed in that position as long as the length of his qiyam.
This is our leader. Who can dare challenge him?
And then after being Ruku for that long, for the length of recitation of Al-Baqarah and Nisan and Ali Imran, Sami Allah Uli Min Hamida, and he stood in this qiyam as long as his ruku.
And then he went down in sajda and stayed in his sajda as long as his qiyam, as long as his ruku, as long as his qiyam, as long as ever he stayed in the sajda.
Who can challenge Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for leadership?
Now I close with this. I can't challenge you. Not me. I can't say to you, I know Allah more than any of you. I don't. I can't say I have more taqwa than any of you. I can't say that.
But today I will leave you with this statement.
Have more taqwa and more fear of Allah and more knowledge of anybody in this society, and now we must show it.
كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس.
I don't need no policeman watching over me. A policeman watch me. We don't need no policeman to watch us. I challenge the men. If you want to blame a police officer for brutalizing a person, then that must mean we will never brutalize our wives. I don't want our women on the phone calling 911, help me, my Muslim husband is beating me up. I don't want these sisters calling the policemen on you because you got a gun and she's afraid you're going to shoot her.
Police yourself.
We must police ourselves. And we must show the people, not talk, not speak,
but we have to prove our righteous leadership. That's what I'm asking for in this community, and in this city.
We must become leaders, not to be seen, but leaders in the home, leaders of righteousness, leaders of knowledge. That's what we must be. And our wives and our children must look at us and look toward us for guidance, not to be afraid of us.
We must take the leadership in this city. They're waiting. And you know what? Can nobody out there match us?
Oh, they can make a lot of noise. But who else? When a speech is given made and it's time for prayer, who else get up from the speech and go make their prayer? Who else in the street you see them making prayer? Who else in the park you see them making prayer? Who else in the airlines you see them making prayer? Who else do you see them fasting every month, every year, the month of Ramadan? Who else do you see women wearing long dresses? Our women are the best and most righteous, and we are the most righteous, bi'idhnillah. But now we must go out there and give the leadership, because nobody has it but us.
But we gotta do it. And that means the little brothers here. You must become example. In your building, you must be able to say, in the atqakum wa alamakum bilahana. in your building in East New York, you must be able to say, I know Allah and I fear Allah more than anybody in this building. In Flatbush, in Canarsie, in Queens, wherever you are, you must be the leadership on your block, the leadership in your school, the leadership in your neighborhood, and give the guidance to the people. And you can't be the moral leader, brother, if you're sitting down with non-believers smoking reefer and shooting crack and taking crack with them. You can't be the leader, brother, you're sitting down there with a wine bottle trying to give dawah to a non-believer. You can't be the leader. You can't be the leader, brother, if you go in the hallway with a young sister, rapping to the sister, and instead of turning her to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you try to get your lust over that woman. You can't be a leader if you're running around the behinds of these women. You can't be the leader. You're the leader when you stand up and say, sister, if you want to be with me, you got to marry me, because I don't play that. I don't play drugs. And I don't play no women. Get out of my face. That's the kind of leadership that they need here. And you know what? If you do that, they respect you. But they don't respect you if you act like everybody else. You in the face of these women like everybody else. And she knows what you want. You can talk that Islamic talk, but she knows you. For sure or no. I'm a Muslim. And I say Allah. And I know Allah. You want me to teach you this religion? I'll teach it to you. But I don't play that stuff. Leadership. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You're the best of people evolved for mankind. Show it. Prove it. So this Monday, when we ask you to come, I want you to come. And finally, this case of our Imam and his son Shu'aib, may Allah have mercy on his soul, it's going to cost money. We want to raise money to help the defense fund. So in every masjid in the city right now, there's a box just for the defense fund. When you leave today, you're going to give a donation to the masjid, and you're also going to give a donation, inshallah, to the defense fund for our Imam. Because it's not only his son. But we're going after the whole thing in this city. And we're going to stop the injustices, not only against an imam, son, or against a Muslim, but against anybody. We will be those who stand up for justice in this society. You see, inshallah. And you know what? They made a bad mistake when they started messing with the Muslims. Because if we ever got ourselves together, if we really ever got ourselves together, these individual brothers here especially, and the women, if we ever got ourselves together, this city will be ours. Believe me, if we just wake up and be ourselves, just be righteous, because the power that we have, believe me, is not a gun. We have power more powerful than the gun is righteousness. This country is falling because of immorality. You want to defeat it? Defeat it with righteousness. That's what it is. And believe me, one day, they'll give this city to us. Really? Really, inshallah. If you study the Quran, that's where it is. Allah makes inherit the land, the righteous. But our righteousness must be upfront. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas, ta'munun bil ma'ruf wa tanhawna 'anil munkar wa tu'minun billah. We ask you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to forgive us our sins. And have mercy on the soul of our departed brother Shu'aib Abdul Latif. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless the family of Imam Al-Amin Abdul Latif. Strengthen the ummah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to raise among us righteousness. Righteous men and women and children. And make us righteous leaders in this society. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa ala dhuriyat Muhammad wa sallam taslimin kathira. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأطعنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملت على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به
واغفر عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا انت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. والحمد لله رب العالمين.